leading the news this morning. A suicide bomber has killed three of President Assad's top defence officials in Damascus. They include the Syrian president's brother-in-law and the country's defence minister. The United States says the bombing shows President Assad is fast losing control of his country. At least seven people have died in a bomb attack on a bus carrying Israeli tourists in Bulgaria. More than 30 others have been injured in the blast. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pointed the finger at Iran. A man will face a Sydney court today charged with the murder of Thomas Kelly. The 18-year-old died after being king-hit in King's Cross almost 2 weeks ago. Police arrested the man at a sports field in the city's southwest last night. The death has sparked a major crackdown on alcohol-fueled violence in Sydney's night spots. Five Indonesian soldiers have been arrested for being involved in people smuggling. They are among 41 asylum seekers intercepted by Indonesia's port police in an early morning sting operation. Intelligence sources say they were planning to board a boat in southwest Java and head to Christmas Island. And the Taliban is claiming responsibility for a bomb that's destroyed 22 NATO fuel tankers in northern Afghanistan. The explosion triggered a huge explosion that engulfed the trucks. The bomb was attached under one of the trucks that were parked very close together.